KJAN Sports.
It's time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Let's start with cross country around the area last night. Orient Maxburg hosting an invitational meet, and it was Creston's Braylon Baker winning the girls' title as she comes across at 21 minutes, 19 seconds. Audubon's Grace Slater was the runner-up. Sophia Brors of Nottoway Valley was third. Paige Davis and Riley Degonia of Creston were fourth and fifth. Hannah Tiggison of Audubon placing sixth in that meet last night. Also, in the team standings, it was Creston winning with 36 points. Nottoway Valley with 77, the runner-up. Exira EHK with 105 points was third. East Union, West Central Valley, fourth and fifth on the girls' side last night. In boys' action at Orient Maxburg last evening, it was Joshua Bowdler of Nottoway Valley capturing the title, running 17 minutes, 49 seconds. He had three teammates not too far behind him as well as Toby Bauer, Ben Braheny, and Tyler Braheny, all of Nottoway Valley, placing third, fourth, and fifth last night, with Doug Berg placing seventh for Nottoway Valley. Loudon Foster of West Central Valley was the runner-up in that meet. Also making it into the top 10 was Ethan Fulman of Cam. He ran 20 minutes, 25 seconds. That was good for a ninth-place finish. Jackson Deist of Audubon also placing 11th in that meet last night. Team championship goes to Nottoway Valley with 20 points. Creston was 71 second. Bedford third with 87. East Union, Cam, West Central Valley, and Orient Maxburg round out the rest of the team standings last evening. Also, high school volleyball last night saw Corner Conference tournament play get underway. In pool action in Pool A, it was Sydney over Essex two in a row. Griswold swept a pair from Essex, then Sydney defeated Griswold two straight to win Pool A. In Pool B, East Mills beat Stanton 2-0. Stanton over Fremont Mills 2-0. And East Mills beat Fremont Mills 2-0 in action last night. Well, the weekly high school football rankings came out yesterday. Two different polls. Let's take a look first at the Associated Press poll for this week. In Class 4A, it's West Des Moines Valley on top, with Cedar Falls, number two. West Des Moines Dowling is third. Ankeny Centennial and Bettendorf round out the top five. In Class 3A, Western Dubuque, Cedar Rapids Xavier, and Solon are the top three. Lewis Central is in at number four again this week, with North Scott number five. In Class 2A, Waukon is top-rated, followed by Clear Lake, Algona, Greene County, and Waterloo Columbus Catholic. OABCIG is at number 8 in this week's poll. Also in Class 1A, West Sioux, Dyke New Hartford, Van Meter, West Lyon, and West Branch are the top 5 teams. Trainer stays put at number 7 in this week's poll, while Underwood remains ranked 9th in this week's Class 1A poll. In the Class A rankings by the Associated Press this week, it's West Hancock number 1, St. Ansgar number 2, North Tama is 3, Grundy Center and Westwood round out the top 5. And in the 8-man class, Gilbertville Don Bosco is number 1, Remsen St. Mary's number 2, and Turkey Valley is number 3. Also, Coon Rapids Bayard checks in at 4th this week, up a spot. Audubon's up 2 places this week to number 5. Lennox is at number 7, while Cam is up a notch there at number 9 in the AP poll this week. Radio Iowa poll, just a little different this week. West Des Moines Valley is top-rated in 4A with Dowling Catholic, Cedar Falls, Bettendorf, and Cedar Rapids Kennedy the top 5. In 3A, it's Western Dubuque, Solon, and Cedar Rapids Xavier the top 3. Lewis Central is 4, and Dallas Center Grimes is number 5. In Class 2A, Waukon is top-rated, followed by Clear Lake, Algona, Waterloo Columbus, and Des Moines Christian. OABCIG is rated 8th in this week's poll. In the Class 1A rankings, West Sioux, Dyke New Hartford, Van Meter, West Branch, and West Lyon are the top 5 teams, with Trainer at number 10 this week. In Class A, West Hancock, St. Ansgar, North Tama, Westwood, and Grundy Center are the top 5. And in the 8-man poll, Don Bosco, Turkey Valley, and Remsen St. Mary's are the top 3. Coon Rapids Bayard is rated number 4, Audubon number 5, Lennox number 6, and Cam is in at number 7. Make that number 10 in this week's Radio Iowa poll. Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell says there's been no loss of confidence despite a 2-2 start to the season. The Cyclones gave up a late field goal in a 23-21 loss at Baylor, and they'll return home to face TCU.
The thing for us is our football team's improved, from week one to where we're at today. You know, we've had some, our kids have kept fighting. And, I think if you watch the fourth quarter of our last football game, I think it's a really good indicator of where our kids are.
After a slow start, the Cyclones rallied at Baylor with three fourth-quarter touchdowns.
You know, obviously you want to win games, and that's really important, but I think the how is a lot more important, especially early in the season, because I think it's telling you where your team's heading and what kind of team you really have. So, I think our kids have been really good and certainly understand, you know, that every opportunity is a learning opportunity as well, and if we can continue to correct our mistakes, that we'll still have a chance to do really good things.
Campbell does not feel that the leg injury suffered by defensive end Jaquan Bailey is serious. If Bailey can't go against TCU, sophomore Zach Peterson will get the start.
Zach, I would say through our first four games, has been our most consistent defense lineman. So I think that part is certainly really positive for Zach. You know, he's played really good football. I think he took the opportunities that he got last year, went in and had a great summer, you know, had a great spring, and is now, you know, playing really highly consistent, really good football for us.
TCU coach Gary Patterson doesn't know how many quarterbacks he'll play in Saturday's game at Iowa State. Former Lewis Central star Max Duggan started last week's win over Kansas, but redshirt senior Alex Delton was one of two other quarterbacks to see action.
Not much changed. I'm glad all of them could operate. I think, you know, you still have chemistry and all the things you do. So, you know, we've had conversations. We'll start in a direction tomorrow. But, I mean, as far as I know, nothing has changed. Everything's status quo.
A veteran offensive line has helped the Horned Frogs average 275 yards rushing in a 3-1 start.
We knew coming into the season that they were one of our strengths. Our offense is supposed to be one of our strengths. It's where all of our older kids are. And so, it's right now they're doing what we thought they had an opportunity to do. Again, as I said, really probably the last 2 weeks, you know, we just got to stay healthy.
Patterson says he hopes the ground game will help the passing game mature.
We're running the ball right now. It's for more yardage a game than we did when LT was here in 2000. It keeps the ball and defense, you know, two out of the four games we've had almost 40 minutes of possession time. So it makes it a lot easier to play defense, I can tell you that.
They'll kick that Big 12 contest off Saturday at noon. I'm sorry, it's 11 o'clock kickoff. 11 o'clock is kickoff time up at Ames. In NFL play, Mason Rudolph was outstanding in helping the Pittsburgh Steelers get their first win of the season last night. Rudolph was 24 of 28 for 229 yards and two touchdowns as the Steelers whipped up the Cincinnati Bengals 27-3. Most of his passes were quick hitters, allowing Pittsburgh to control the clock and to continue long drives. The Steelers avoided their first 0-4 start in 51 years and beat the Bengals for the ninth straight time. Cincinnati's now 0-4 under new coach Zach Taylor. Well, the NFL has run out of patience with Vontaze Burfict and his overly aggressive hits. The Oakland Raiders linebacker has been suspended for the remainder of the season by the league for his helmet-to-helmet hit on Indianapolis tight end Jack Doyle. That hit came in the first half of Sunday's 31-24 win over the Colts. Burfict will miss the final 12 games of the season and any playoff games for repeated violations of unnecessary roughness rules. He's been suspended three times in his career for hits violating the league's player safety rules. Also around the league, Broncos rookie linebacker Bradley Chubb is done for the season after tearing the ACL in his left knee. The fifth player taken in this year's NFL draft was injured during Sunday's loss to Jacksonville. The Cardinals have released starting safety DJ Swearinger after a disappointing start to the season. The 7-year veteran played in all four games this year and was fourth on the team with 28 tackles. Jets quarterback Sam Darnold has been cleared by doctors for non-contact activities, but his availability for New York's game at Philadelphia remains uncertain. Giants veteran wideout Golden Tate III is back after a four-game suspension for using performance enhancers in the offseason. Bills coach Sean McDermott says there's plenty of internal belief in Matt Barkley that he should be named the starting quarterback against the Titans on Sunday. Starting QB Josh Allen has been placed in the league's concussion protocol after taking a vicious hit in Sunday's loss to the Patriots. Another major league team is in the market for a manager. Angels skipper Brad Ausmus has been dismissed after going 72-90 in his only season at the helm. He took over for Mike Socia, who led Los Angeles to its only World Series title in 2002 and lasted 19 years at the post. The Angels have made the playoffs just once since 2009 and struggled this year despite the presence of star outfielder Mike Trout, two-way player Shohei Ohtani, and others. The dismissal has sparked speculation that former Angels bench coach Joe Maddon will take over. Maddon and the Cubs parted company on Sunday. Six big league ball clubs are now currently looking for managers. California will defy the NCAA and will let college athletes hire agents and make money from endorsements. The move is likely to set up a legal challenge that could reshape amateur sports in the U.S. Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom says he signed the bill into law that will let athletes at California universities make money from their images, names, or likenesses. The law also bans schools from kicking athletes off the team if they get paid. The law will take effect on January 1st of 2023. It does not apply to community colleges and bans athletes from accepting endorsement deals that conflict with their school's existing contracts. California is the first state to pass such a law. The NCAA Board of Governors had asked Newsom to veto the bill, saying it would erase the critical distinction between college and professional athletes. The board also warned that the law would give California universities an unfair recruiting advantage, which could prompt the NCAA to bar them from competition. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.